Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. Now, we'll shadow that autism hiring program from Ford that we led the show with this follow-up from the Autism Speaks Foundation. Autism Speaks is an autism advocacy organization that sponsors research as well as conducting awareness and outreach activities aimed at families, governments, and the public.
Many people with autism do come with certain specific skill sets and advantages. They tend to do very, very well in predictable and systematic and rule-based roles at work. Repetitive jobs that I may tire of and may lose my ability and lose my efficiency as I go on, many people with autism actually get stronger and stronger and perform better in those roles than people do who don't have autism.
A 2016 study shows that young adults on the spectrum who are considered high-functioning have a 40% unemployment rate. It's even higher when you consider those on that spectrum from every age group. One hurdle is the face-to-face interview. That can be difficult for job applicants and uncomfortable for hiring managers unfamiliar with autism. Here's my chat with an outreach professional at Autism Speaks.
My name is Dave Kieran. I'm the Director of Adult Services at Autism Speaks.
Dave, thanks for giving us some time this morning. We try to cover diversity in the workplace, and I wanted to talk with you because we're also covering a Ford pilot program. They're hiring more autistic people. It went well in stage one. They're going to expand it in 2017. So from your position as an expert, if you will, or somebody plugged in to the community, what is an advantage for someone to hire somebody with autism or different abilities along the spectrum?
Sure. So, well, first, I want to congratulate Ford for what they're doing and for what many other companies actually in Silicon Valley are leading us in. And, you know, the reason why people with autism are becoming more and more attractive to corporate America is, you know, they do have, in addition to some of the challenges facing people with autism, many people with autism do come with certain specific skill sets and advantages. They tend to do very, very well in predictable and systematic and rule-based roles at work. Repetitive jobs that I may tire of and may lose my ability and lose my efficiency as I go on, many people with autism actually get stronger and stronger and perform better in those roles than people do who don't have autism.
And you mentioned Silicon Valley there as well and other companies. You are seeing an uptick, not just anecdotally, but quantitatively. You are seeing an uptick in employers looking for these skill sets?
It's a little bit difficult to get good data on this stuff, Jason, but I mean, I would say it is more anecdotal at this point. But companies like SAP, Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard are the ones kind of really leading the way. I would say Google has probably done this for years without really making a thing of it. They've recognized and hired people with autism directly because of their, you know, very specific abilities, especially when we look at things like software coding and software testing.
Right.
That's where we're seeing a lot of stories recently about companies specifically targeting people with autism, which I think is a great thing. I would say, though, just, you know, from Autism Speaks' point of view, that we do get concerned at times that these stories are leading people to assume and presume that all people with autism would like to work in that environment or would be really good software testers, and that's just not the case. The autism spectrum is a really wide spectrum that encompasses 2+ million adults with autism with all sorts of different interests and strengths.
But you mentioned that Google's been doing this and, quote, not making a thing of it, which is great in a way, but I would offer that there's a coverage of this, a spectrum coverage, if you will, because the more normalized we get with covering this, the more normalized everybody gets with it, then all of a sudden it's just another worker who does really well at something. At least that's what I'm hoping will happen.
Yeah, I agree. And I think these news stories about SAP and Microsoft and Hewlett-Packard, they do help us start the conversation with all sorts of different companies. And people, you know, obviously companies around the country look to Silicon Valley for leadership in all sorts of areas. They seem to be ahead of the curve in so many ways. So when those kind of companies are taking advantage of an untapped labor pool, which is really what the autism community is, untapped largely, you know, 80 to 90% we estimate are unemployed or underemployed. And these companies are really starting to target them. So because of the stories that people like you and other journalists are doing, does normalize the idea of hiring people with all sorts of disabilities. And it makes our conversations with new companies to try and introduce this concept to them that much easier.
Hey, Dave, at Autism Speaks, do you have coaching or classes or ways to really highlight the benefits of an autistic worker?
it's a little bit new for us because we've long been an advocacy and research organization, and we still are. So that means we're not a direct service provider. In other words, Autism Speaks isn't the one sending job coaches out to accompany a person with autism to a new job and to educate, you know, the workforce on an ongoing basis. Well, what we can do is provide kind of a starting point, a basic education about autism and autism in the workplace, and some ideas about accommodations that may help. We can also help connect those employers who are interested in this to individuals with autism. We hear from thousands and tens of thousands of people with autism every year. We have what we call our autism response team, and they're here to answer questions about anything from early diagnosis through adult services, including employment. And one thing, Jason, that we recognized was there wasn't this list anywhere of job seekers with autism. If a company called us from, you know, say Santa Fe, New Mexico or something, and they said, we want to hire someone with autism, where's your list? You know, it just doesn't exist. At least in the United States, we don't keep lists like that.
I see, yeah. So
what we did start was a website called thespectrumcareers.com. And we partnered with this great organization that did this work for us at no cost. It was led by a person with autism. The group is called Rangum Consultants. They're a staffing company. So they built this website for us that allows people with autism to sign up as a job seeker. It's free for everybody. And it allows employers to post their positions that they're targeting for this population. And then we also allow service providers, the people who do provide the ongoing job coaching, they can sign up too. So this website is relatively new, but we recognize that there really was a need for this kind of connector. So we're hoping to kind of play that role.
Right. Well, congratulations on getting that site stood up. It sounds like a great meeting place for just this, as you said earlier, an untapped labor market. 80 to 90% of these candidates are either underemployed or unemployed. So it sounds great. You're addressing it. And I guess my quick follow-up to that would be, you're in the know. What's on the horizon in this area for next year or maybe moving into 2018? I mean, what are the goals that you might have as a group?
I think for us, and which is very exciting, is to take the lessons learned from these high-tech companies like the Silicon Valley companies and then apply it to other companies that may have kind of a more diverse range of roles and opportunities. You know, as I said earlier, not everyone with autism is going to be someone who can, you know, achieve a master's level degree and then work for Microsoft coding software on really exciting and new products. But more people on the autism spectrum have abilities to work in a job, and it may be something as simple as, you know, stocking shelves for people who are really more challenged, and the full range of opportunities need to be available to our community. So I think what's really exciting for us is to take some of those lessons that leading companies have learned and apply them to other companies as well. And that's, you know, Ford is a great example of a company that, you know, while they are hiring in the pilot program a small number of people to work in some of those high-tech positions, I think a company like Ford shows you, you know, if you think about kind of all the positions that could be available at Ford, how we can really make those opportunities available to the full autism spectrum.
I'm glad you fleshed that out for us. You mentioned that not all autistic people want to be software coders, just like not all people who are really bad at math like me want to be English majors. So, you know, we all wind up where we're supposed to be.
That's right. We need to, you know, just like everything else, this needs to be individualized. So we shouldn't presume that all people with autism want to be in a certain field. I think we should take away from this that people with autism can be successful. You know, we can learn from Silicon Valley and then take those opportunities from all across the different industries across the United States and at different levels as well, and entry level up through upper management if it's appropriate for the person.
So besides the website, Dave, what other initiatives are you working at Autism Speaks?
Well, we have one initiative that I'm very excited about, and we're actually just about to announce in a press release. It's called Advice. And Advice is a corporate consultant group that Autism Speaks and some of our other funding partners are able to fund. And this enables corporate consultants who have a special focus on autism and other disabilities to work with companies who are interested in starting a new autism hiring initiative. And the first two companies that are going to be announced as our partners are Cintas and Staples. And, you know, one really important part for Autism Speaks and our funding partners is that when Advice works with a company, they're going to look throughout the entire company at all the different roles for people of all different levels of ability. So we hope that, you know, this initiative shows that we are practicing what we're preaching and that it can work kind of throughout an organization.
Well, Dave, thank you and good luck.
Thanks so much, Jason.
That was Dave Curon, the director of adult services at AutismSpeaks.org. It's estimated that 50,000 people with autism become adults every year. And that's 50,000 people who, just like anybody else, hope to find gainful employ. For links to this and all of our segments, please check out the podcast page at KGORadio.com. And if you'd like to check out the music we select for each week's show, well, that playlist is housed at Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. Coming up next, we take a fresh look at one of the more popular parlor games in the Bay Area. What's my house worth this week? We have an experienced real estate analyst with us, and his new data shows a Bay Area home is more valuable than gold or Google stock. Well, almost. Please come on back. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.